The Dragon Who Loved Apples. In the mystical land of Dracoria, there lived a young dragon named Ember. Unlike other dragons who hoarded gold or breathed fire, Ember had a peculiar love for apples. He was the happiest dragon when he nestled in the grand orchard by his cave, munching on juicy red apples all day. One day, Ember noticed that the apple trees were not as full as they usually were. The leaves looked dull, and the branches had fewer fruits. Concerned, Ember decided to find out what was wrong. As he flew over the land, he saw a village where the children also looked sad. Curious, Ember landed, carefully, away from any scare, and asked them, "Why are the apples not growing? And why are you so glum, little friends?" A small girl named Lily explained, "The river that waters our trees has been blocked by a giant boulder. We can't move it, and without water, our trees and our spirits have withered." Ember understood their plight and offered his assistance. "I may be small for a dragon, but I am strong. Let me help," he exclaimed. With a mighty heave and a puff of his dragon's breath, Ember pushed the boulder away from the river. Water gushed forward, traveling down to the village orchard. The children cheered, and Ember roared in joy as the trees began to bloom once again. As a token of their gratitude, the villagers invited Ember to a grand feast, which, of course, featured many apple dishes. From that day forward, Ember and the children became the best of friends, sharing apples and the happiness of the orchard. And so it was that the dragon's love for apples brought joy and life back to the trees and the hearts of the village.